Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We got some news coming out of Cowboys practice to get to. We have the six reasons why the Cowboys trading for Max Crosby is not insane. And we'll get to that here in just a second. On social media right now, various accounts are starting to unveil the technology being used in this organized crime poker scam that apparently Chauncey Billups, Gilbert Arenas, maybe Damon Jones involved in, that allowed you to put on these special glasses and see on the back of the card either a number or a letter for the corresponding card. That's just unbelievable. And then somebody in the comments is like, oh yeah, if you go to this account right here, there's all sorts of poker cheating technology that's easily for sale right here on the internet. So I don't know, be careful out there. I guess you got to know who you're playing with. I've always preferred to play online. I just think it's faster. And you know me, I can't stand to listen to people drone on for hours about stuff. You know, sometimes you just get a talker at a poker table and that's enough to scare me away.
Would you like to play? Did you play one time with Phil Hellmuth?
I did. And I went to an event that he was throwing.
Okay. And he sat next to you at
yes,
a table.
Yeah.
And he is a constant talker, right?
Yes. And in that situation, it's cool. Like, sometimes people are super funny.
Do you learn something by that? With, like, somebody, like, if you're just sitting there listening, do you learn something? Kind of, guys like him and Phil Ivey, Phil Ivey seems like a very quiet guy. I don't think he says two words.
No, he's very stoic.
Is it Daniel, Nagano?
Daniel Nagano is a very
talker.
Good talker.
Yeah.
And he might actually educate you on the game of poker while he's sitting there. Hellmuth is more of an agitator and a personality guy, just, you know, entertaining himself and... You know, but again, I've always thought that that online poker is just better. You get so many more hands, so many more varieties and different kinds of games you can play. And, you know, you can play like six games at the same time if you're really, you know, up for that sort of manic overload of gambling.
Yeah. And dude, there's actually even more that has come out. Fair Play Gov on Twitter. They have some documents, and it says a co-conspirator matching the description of Chauncey Billups is named in the Terry Rozier indictment. So right now we're looking at Chauncey Billups as being the poker guy and less about the in-game fudging. But apparently it's both with him. He's alleged to have told the defendant that the team would bench starters and tank a March 24 game. So I guess that's back in 2024. That defendant shared this info with the bettors previously indicted in the Jontay Porter scandal.
Wow.
So Billups is actually intertwined in both of these.
If a current NBA head coach is involved, then this thing could be wide ranging. I wouldn't be surprised if there's multiple rings going on like that. That is just crazy. But I guess the argument would be this is what you get when you invite gambling into sports. Mm. But the other way of looking at it is how much of this stuff has always been going on. And now that you have, you know, governments involved and, you know, official sports books involved that are, you know, employing people to ensure integrity or to try to track down insider gambling, this might just be the, you know, the top getting blown off that that industry of rigging games for profit. I just can't imagine, like, a finals MVP, players that, you know, made tens and tens of millions of dollars in their career, as is the case with Chauncey Billups, and making a very handsome amount of money now. You know, I guess if you have a criminal mind of and trying to get something for nothing, and the opportunity is there, and you know, other people you respect are doing it, maybe you could get talked into it. I would just be scared of getting caught and losing your career and your reputation.
I think it's one thing to actually play the game and have that thrill of the chase.
Yeah.
As opposed to now, what are you playing it for? To cheat and just make money?
I mean, as a coach, you should have your competitive itch scratched.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, you know, there's guys and gals that play golf or whatever your that thrill gives you to do that. But yeah. I mean, I can't understand a professional athlete like playing the game but I guess the cheating aspect of it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
You know, it'd be one thing, like, I love the thrill.
Oh, getting away with something?
I love the thrill of it. I love the thrill of gambling. But here I am, like, I'm playing it to cheat at it.
Like Walt White's sister-in-law in Breaking Bad. She was kind of a klepto just for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it.
Had all the money that she could ever possibly need. It's very interesting. What else is interesting is Cooper Beebe, limited participant in practice yesterday. He was back out there for the media portion today with the hope that he could possibly play against the Broncos. What are you hearing, Brian?
Yeah, it was a good day for Cooper Beebe. As we reported yesterday, they were looking at to add a couple of days. He was going to start yesterday and then add some more to it today, and then Friday we'll see how things go. But it seems like that everything is tracking in the right direction for him. They added the stuff that he needed. He got through the day okay. We'll see what happens on Friday, but at least it's looking good.
And you're going to tell us more about this Broncos defense coming up at 3:40, but they're strong and big in the middle, aren't they?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a Carolina flair to you. You're going to need to take care of that.
Okay, elsewhere in Cowboys land, I just found this item interesting. Special teams coordinator Nick Sorensen talked to the media today. So did Eberflus and so did Clayton Adams. But he was asked about his emergency plans with the specialist group, mm-hmm. Ryan. And
it's Hunter Lipke, isn't it?
Yeah, he says Hunter is really good at a lot of the specialist stuff. Lipke's like an emergency guru specialist. I'm not kidding. Hold, snap, punt, kick. Apparently he's a lefty, but he can do a lot of that stuff. He's a talented guy, apparently, in case of emergency.
Break
the glass, get to Hunter Lipke there. Yeah. Maybe. Do you think that's any reason for why they did the deal with him? I know a special teams coordinator can be influential.
I think they
building.
Just really like him. I think they like the way his demeanor, the way he is as a player. I think that just what we just talked about, all the different things he can do.
It's just so weird. You give him $3.5 million a year and Miles Sanders goes out. You need a second running back, and we're not hearing anything about Lipke.
No, but he's doing a lot of the blocking stuff and things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
We're tracking all the Cowboys trade rumors. We are now 12 days away from the NFL trade deadline. Nate Davis, USA Today, wrote about 6 reasons it's not as crazy as it might sound. Cowboys and Max Crosby, of course, they need a pass rusher. That's number one. They need a tone setter. He talks about how Michael Irvin set the tone as a player, that what you did what coach asked you to do. Yeah. And if you weren't down with that plan, then you had an issue not only with Jimmy, but also with Michael Irvin. And he believes Max Crosby is that kind of a leader. I hadn't heard he was to that extent. I knew he was the face of the franchise type of guy, and he played hard and, you know, did everything, all the little things well. But, I mean, if you're getting that kind of player, that should, because you desperately need that on the defensive side. I think you have more than enough leadership on the offensive side led by Dak, but also CeeDee Lamb's giving you a bunch of that as well now. And, of course, a couple of the offensive linemen that have been around. Okay, dealing Max Crosby makes sense for the Raiders. They need a bigger rebuild than the Band-Aid they tried to pull this off with Geno Smith. So it makes sense that it's a time where the Raiders would decide we gotta cut bait. We need the extra picks in case we have to trade it for a quarterback, especially this year's draft class where there's not a clear star emerging. You're going to want to be as high as possible so at least you can have your pick of what is out there. Cowboys have the resources, reason number four, and I like what Brian is saying here. I don't know about you, Eric, or text 877-881-1053. The Cowboys aren't good at drafting defensive players. That is a fact. And this approach would give you certainty for the assets. How much are you leaning into that, Eric?
I'm leaning into it quite a bit right now. I mean, there's that aspect to it, and then there's just the general idea that you are trying to capitalize on the window that you have with this offense and how next-level dominant they are. So I think that the fact that they can't or they haven't proven to be able to really draft good players defensively outside of, for the most part, Micah. And even that, they drafted him thinking they drafted an off-ball linebacker, and then a couple weeks into the season, they're like, oh, we need an edge rusher, and he showed everybody that he can do that. So that just kind of fell into their lap. But for me, it's about the window that you're in right now and Dak playing as well as he is, the offense playing as well as it is, and being like, dude, we just need to go get surefire players defensively.
Yeah, I think that if you go back to the Micah draft, that here's the coach influence. I believe the coaches, as much as the scouts wanted Pat Surtain, the coaches would have pushed to draft J.C. Horn. And that would be nothing.
See, I mean, that just shows you.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That the scouts really
Taco believe, instead of TJ.
Yeah. Or Watt or what? Yeah, exactly. I mean, these are the things when I think the Cowboys can draft good defensive players. I worry, and I've said this the last 3 years, you've had three different coordinators. You've had three different ways of, hey, we want to play defense this way. You've had Dan Quinn was a shoulder-to-shoulder with Will McClay guy. He was out there doing it, but you know he had his mistakes too. It just when coaches are this heavily involved, and this is why you should be encouraged by potentially what's going on the offensive line coaches, that they in the future, we kind of know what type of guy we need to have to play here. You know, so maybe that evaluation, but right now, you got to prove to me that some defensive coaches can come in there and evaluate. And I think Will gets put in a bad spot. And I'm not completely defending Will but I know how he has to deal with the coaches and the Joneses and the scouts. And so I fully believe he picked Mozzie Smith because of Dan Quinn. I just that's how I feel about it.
I think
him.
He would do a better job by himself.
Absolutely would.
Yeah.
He absolutely would.
Mozzie Smith, Kelvin Joseph.
Yeah. Everybody clear the room. Will McClay is going to take defensive players.
Yeah, Sam Williams.
Yeah. There's just this. The coaches get so involved over there. And I think that's why I always tell about if Will went off and did his own thing, I think, and people are like, oh, well, he doesn't want to go. I mean, hey, trust me. There's only 32 of these jobs. You get an opportunity to go and run your own thing. We'll see how good he can do this stuff.
And I would add to it the pressure that they put on him by saying, we're going to draft and develop a Super Bowl winner. I just don't think that's realistic. Like, the trade that you made for George Pickens took what was probably going to be a pretty good offense and might make it one of the best offenses we've seen this century.
They took a team. This is where they did a good. They looked at a team. They needed somebody better than Michael Gallup and that kind of crew. And they took advantage of a general manager that knew that his head coach had had enough of a player. They were monitoring the situation with George Pickens at Pittsburgh, and I guarantee you, George Pickens and that Steeler group picked up the phone and they called Steven like, hey, we're looking to move. You guys interested? Oh yeah, we'll give you a third. And everybody's like going, oh, you give up a third for a guy that is a malcontent and can't do this, can't do that. Yeah. No, I mean, they took advantage of the Steelers, I think, on that one.
They absolutely did. And it's really starting to hit in Pittsburgh how badly they messed up and, you know, what they could have with Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, George Pickens, and Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith. They're like, holy cow, you know, we might have punted for a third-round pick, you know, the advantage the Cowboys have right now.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, number five, the contract math works. It's incredibly team-friendly. Max Crosby, $20 million this year. It stays under 30 for the length of his contract. Which runs through 2029, very team friendly. Crazy, this deal was just 7 months ago.
I know.
Yeah.
It just exploded the market.
I believe it was one of the first defensive end extensions that we saw out of that whole group, right? It was, yes. It was before even what the guy at Cleveland got.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Myles Garrett came over the top.
Yeah.
You know, I think to add to it, the Raiders want to do right by Crosby. They did right by Davante Adams. But more than that, the final reason, Jerry Jones needs something like this now to make the fans believe again. And I hope we're there. I hope that light bulb has come on. Like, hey, guys, we got to get serious about making some winners. We got people turning 30 years old that have never been alive for real playoff success around this organization. It's time to invest in that passion. And if that's the case, then, you know, I'm not letting the Raiders trade him anywhere else, and I'm staying on the phone until we can get this thing hammered out. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. Little Cowboys Twitter coming up next. Top tweets going viral about your football team here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.